I've never eaten a person, but today I might. I wake up in my thicket to the sound of whip cracks and look out and see a man in a leather jacket and brown hat swinging the whip toward two other people, a man and a woman. The woman holds a phone up and says, "You look just like him, oh my God." The man with the whip smiles and cracks it again. And I feel something in the bottom of my stomach that's not hunger. I also feel hunger. The man without the whip lies down on his back and spreads his legs and lifts his feet up to the sky and shouts, "Okay, do it, just lightly flick 'em." The whip hits the dirt, and the lying down man says, "Yes, yes." The woman presses her phone and says, "Be careful, those are my boys." I try to understand people, but they make it hard. The man holding the whip is thick, and his neck bulges against the collar of his shirt. I can smell his insides. My mouth waters, and the drool slides down and soaks my paws. I smack my lips louder than the whip's crack, and the people stop like they heard me. And the lying-down man stands up, and the woman turns her phone in my direction, and the man with the whip holds the whip at the ready. I'm not scared of their eyes. I'm the same color as my thicket and the same color as the ground. No one sees me unless I want them to. Watching and listening until I memorize your habits and your language, but killing is my job. "That's trauma too, that's the trauma talking," says a girl on the phone. "It's all trauma." She stuffs her phone into a bag hanging from her shoulder and a piece of green paper flutters to the ground behind her. I know the paper is important because I've seen people drop it before and they say shit and they run and grab it. The trauma girl doesn't even notice that it fell. I jump down and pick up the paper in my teeth. I decide my people will get more use out of the green paper, so I take it to town. I want to contribute.